around his word tonight. We haven't come to hear man speak. We've come to hear the Lord speak. And may the Lord speak to each of our hearts this evening. O God, our Father in heaven, we come into thy holy presence tonight through our Saviour and through that precious shed blood. And Lord, we thank thee for our Lord and our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee, Lord, that you came into this old sin-cursed world. We thank thee, God the Father, that you sent your Son, our Saviour. Lord Jesus, you came. And Lord, we thank thee on that middle cross. You took our sins and our sorrows. You made them your very own. You bore the burden to Calvary. And you suffered and died alone. But Lord, we thank thee today. You're the risen, exalted Saviour. Ever make an intercession for your people. We thank thee, Lord, you've prayed for us today. We thank thee, Lord, that you're our Saviour and you are our God. And Lord, we come and we worship thee tonight. May we worship thee in spirit and truth. And Lord, we thank thee we come to a God that answers prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Lord, I need your help tonight. Hide me behind the cross. May none be seen but Jesus only. And Lord, I pray that this word will be a blessing to our souls tonight. And Lord, we thank thee that our God is ever with us and he never leaves us. Lord, bless and undertake, and we'll give thee all the praise and all the honour and every bit of the glory. Amen. Could we turn tonight to Genesis chapter 39? Genesis chapter 39. For some time I've been studying the men of the Old Testament. I just finished the study of Abraham, and there I learned how Abraham was a man stamped with obedience. I learned that he was a man of prayer, and I learned that he was, because of that, he had the blessing of the Lord on his life. You know, the Lord allows us to look at these men so that we can see from their faults and how the Lord has blessed them. We can learn about them. I've started to do a study on Joseph, and I want to look at this part of Joseph's life here in this chapter 39. And I want you to notice as we read down this chapter the many times it says that God was with Joseph. Just look and see the many times that God says he was with Joseph. Verse 1 of chapter 39. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard of an Egyptian, brought him off the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass from that time that he had made him overseer of his house, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favoured. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife came and cast her eyes upon Joseph and said, "Lie with me." But he refused, and said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master wanteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee. Because thou art his wife, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Can we just stop there a wee minute? I want you to notice there, he didn't say, how can I do this thing and sin against Potiphar? He said, how can I do this thing and sin against God? Verse 10, and it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by the garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass, when he saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of the house and spake unto them, saying, see, he hath brought in a Hebrew unto us to mark us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. And she laid up her garment by her, and his lord came home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, the Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in prison, but the Lord was with him. Joseph had showed him mercy and gave him favour in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And we know the Lord will bless this reading of his own infallible word. Could we just ask the Lord to bless his word as we look at it tonight? O God, our Father in heaven, Lord, I pray that you'll bless this word. Lord, hide me behind the cross. May none be seen but Jesus only. For we ask it all in thy wonderful name. Amen. Looking back across our lives, child of God, we can see clearly God's hand and his leading. He was with us at all times. He was with at all times directing us and closing doors that needed to be closed and opening doors that needed to be opened. He was guiding us. He was protecting us. He was caring for us each step of the way to this present moment. You know, he has been with you, guiding you and protecting you in everything that you have done. You know, this man, Joseph, the Lord was with Joseph. Why was Joseph in Egypt? God was in the process of building a great nation, the nation of Israel. Of all places, God did this work in the land of Egypt. There is a specific statement in this 39th chapter of Genesis that we have read and I've asked you to look at. It says the Lord was with Joseph. In verse 3 it says the Lord was with him. The Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. In verse 5, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. The word of God says again in verse 22, but the Lord was with Joseph. You know, child of God, among the 6 billion people in this world, you might find or feel sometime that you're the only person that there is. But you know, the Lord loves you. He desires to look after you. He desires to be with you in whatever you do. As I read this chapter 39, There was a couple of things that jumped out at me. The first thing I want you to look at is Joseph's loneliness. In the hour of Joseph's loneliness, the Lord was with him. Joseph was sent by his father to check on his brethren. He loved his brothers. He wanted to be with them. When Joseph came to his brothers, they hated him. They wanted to do evil against him. And they wanted to kill him. He came on to his own, and his own received him not. As I thought of that this morning, I thought of another beloved son. Joseph was the beloved son of his father. But I thought of another beloved son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he came on to his own, and his own received him not. Joseph's brethren were planning to kill him. They were planning to do because they hated him. The Lord Jesus came unto his own. They hated him. They planned to kill him. And you know what happened in that state? You know, Joseph was just a young boy, the commentators say, about 17 years of age. He left the safety of his father's house. He went to check on his brothers. And there they sold him to these merchant men. You know, words cannot describe how lonely Joseph must have been. Those brethren took him and put him into a pit. It wasn't strangers that put him into a pit. It was his own brethren that put him into the pit. And I'm sure if we went into that pit, we could see a tearful Joseph. And Joseph was there, and he was lonely, and he didn't know what was going to happen. He was carried. He was going to be carried down to a land of Egypt, a place where he was never been before, a place where the culture would be completely different. He was going to be sold as a slave. This was the young man who his father loved. This was a young man that had his own servants back in his father's house. But you know, his brethren were selling him down as a slave. But you know, the Bible tells us that in his loneliness, the Lord Jesus Christ was with him. You know, child of God, there's times, I'm sure, when you're lonely. I'm sure there's times when you feel that loneliness. Maybe you're tuned in tonight, and you haven't been back here in Martyrs for 2 years. And you know you feel the loneliness. You would love to be in this prayer meeting tonight with us. You know, we miss you. We miss you as a family. But you know, my friend, if you're sitting at home and this loneliness comes upon you, you know the Lord Jesus Christ is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, I remember shortly after my wife died, I remember going home and going into the house and sitting down. And I said to myself, this is me for the rest of my life. I'm going to be on my own. I'm going to be speaking to myself. I'm going to be there. But praise God for faithful brethren who contacted me. And they said to me, Tommy, I have a psalm for you. Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Another brother said to me, Tommy, standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the only one who cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find him. And you'll know him by the nail prints in his hands. Oh friend, if you have this loneliness in your life tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ loves you. Our sister Helen sings a hymn, and it's been a real blessing to me. No one ever cares for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. You know, the Lord cared for Joseph. And I'm sure as Joseph arrived down there in Egypt, he felt that loneliness, but he knew that the Lord was with him. This was a godly young man that knew that the Lord was with him. You know, the Lord Jesus knows what it's like to be lonely. You say to me, Tommy, how is that? Can I take you to Calvary tonight? And can I take you to that middle cross? And there's darkness, and God the Father is placing the sin of his people upon the Savior. And you know, the Lord Jesus was always in communication with the Lord. He was always in fellowship with the Father. But God the Father couldn't look on his Son, because he was bearing your sin and my sin. And what do we hear come out of that darkness? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? The Lord Jesus was the lonely Savior on the cross. He understands when you're lonely. He understands all about it. And you know, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, if you feel lonely tonight, praise God, you can turn to the Savior. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. But you know, secondly, in his hour of an uncertainty, the Lord was with Joseph. In his hour of uncertainty, the Lord was with Joseph. In Proverbs 21 and verse 1, we read, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Joseph didn't know that the day before that he would be away from his father's house. He didn't know that he would be going to another country. Joseph lived through a time of not knowing exactly what was going to happen to him. He was sold a merchant man. He was traveling down to Egypt with strangers who treated him as a slave. He didn't know what was going to happen to him. But you know, friends, God knew all about Joseph. And Joseph, God had a plan for Joseph. In God's providence, Joseph was sold as a slave to Potiphar, the captain of the guard of Pharaoh. In Joseph's hour of uncertainty, God was still there. He never left him in an hour. He never left him at all. Joseph always had the Lord with him. God never forsakes his own people in the hour of uncertainty. As I was thinking about this today, in our land today, there is uncertainty. People don't know how they're going to get through. Every day we read the papers, food is going up, petrol is going up, different things are going up, and there's that uncertainty in life. But you know, there's other things as well. There's the uncertainty in, with the loss of health. The uncertainty when you are waiting to go and see a specialist and you're waiting to hear what the specialist is going to say to you. There's the uncertainty of maybe losing your job and the uncertainty of financial problems. But child of God, in all these circumstances, the Lord is with you. In all his uncertainty, the Lord was with Joseph. Not only was the Lord with Joseph in Potiphar's home, Potiphar was a witness to this. When God has his hand upon someone, others can see it. You know, God blessed everything that Joseph did. When he moved into Potiphar's house, he brought the Lord with him. The slave now was become a master in the house. Potiphar made him head over his house. Verse 4 and 5 says, "And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had put into his hand. It came to pass from that time that he made him overseer." You know, God had a plan for the life of Joseph, and he has a plan for your life and my life, child of God. But I want you to notice something else. In the hour of his temptation, the Lord was with Joseph. You know, the devil wants to bring together our weaknesses with evil temptation. This is what he sought to do in the life of Joseph. However, God was with Joseph in the hour of temptation. Child of God, the devil wants also in our lives to bring together our weaknesses and help us with this evil temptation. But you know, the Lord was with Joseph in the hour of temptation. We also read in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with temptation also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it." We see here about being able to bear temptation. Why? Because the Lord is with us. You know, the Lord was with this man in the hour of temptation. But you know, finally tonight, in the hour of his disappointment, the Lord was still with Joseph. Have you ever been disappointed with people? Of course you have. People who you thought you could depend on let you down. People who carried false stories about you. This happened to Joseph. By the time Potiphar came home, his wife had devised a horrible scheme to destroy Joseph. Because of this, the Bible says, Joseph's master took him and put him into prison. But the Bible also tells us, but the Lord was with him there. God is with us in our hour of great disappointment. Can you imagine how disappointed Joseph was when the woman lied about him and her husband believed what she said? Joseph had tried to work hard and keep all that Potiphar had. He tried to do all that he could for this man. But you know, he had the disappointment that this man would not believe. Praise God, we can say there's no disappointment with the Lord Jesus. In the hour of disappointment, the Lord was with this man. And you know, child of God, in the hour of disappointment, the Lord will be with you. God was with Joseph in the pit. God was with him on the way down to Egypt. God was with him in the house of Potiphar. God was with him in the prison. And he was with him all the time. We can see at the end of this man's life that the Lord was with him all the time. You know, child of God, there's no occasion or circumstance will ever cause the Lord to forsake his people. Though every experience of life, whether trouble, sorrow, temptation or failure, sickness or anything else we may encounter in life's journey, God's promise is, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." There were two young men, and they were on the road to Damascus. They were two disciples. They had just seen the Lord crucified. They had seen him put into the tomb. And they had the uncertainty in their lives. They didn't know what was going to happen. They forgot all about what the Lord said. The Lord told them that he would rise again on the third day. But as they were walking along, I'm sure they were discussing and they were saying, "What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I thought that this man, the Lord Jesus, would be with us and he would be with us all the time and he'd be there with us." You know, they were in such a state. We could say they were in a backslidden state. And what happened? The Lord was walking with them. And they didn't even know that was the Lord. And the Bible tells us that he broke the scriptures to them. He spoke to them. You know, I would have loved to have been at that Bible study to hear the greatest preacher, the Lord Jesus Christ. And those young men didn't know the Lord was walking with them until their eyes were opened. And what did they say? "Did not our hearts burn within us as he talked to us by the way?" Oh, he realized that they were in that backslidden state. Maybe you're in the meeting tonight, or maybe you're tuned in, and you've grown cold. You've lost your first love. You haven't realized that the Lord is with you, but you know He loves you, and He wants you back. You know, the Bible says that He's married to the backslider. And what happened when these young men knew it was the Savior? They wanted Him to stay with them. They said, "Will you not stay with us?" But you know, He had to go. But you know, He was still with them. O child of God, as I studied this morning, and I thought about Joseph and all these things, and his hour of loneliness, that hour of loneliness in a strange country, in a strange place with strange people, the Lord was with him. And the hour of uncertainty, he didn't know what was going to happen when he got to Egypt. He didn't know what was going to happen to his life. But the Lord had a plan for him in the hour of his temptation. Oh, the devil loves to tempt the child of God. But praise God, our Savior understands. He was tempted also by the devil, and he understands. But praise God, in his hour of temptation, the Lord had a way for Joseph. In his hour of disappointment, the Lord was with Joseph. Oh, I pray tonight that this message will be to your heart tonight. Take it home with you, that the Lord is with you as a child of God. We read in Psalm 18 that the Lord said to David that he delighted in David. And you know, child of God, if you're walking with the Savior, if you're walking with him, he delights in you. And he wants to be with you. He wants to care for you. And he wants to look after you. I pray that the Lord will speak to your heart tonight and take that home with you, that the Lord will be with you in any circumstances in life.